I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And here's the thing. We've got an interesting show for you today, but it's not going to be quite what I'd planned. So stay tuned. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, indeed. Now, about that show that I'd planned to have that I'm not having. I want to do a show on AI, artificial intelligence, and all the things that are happening. But there's so much happening, and it's happening so quickly. I can't quite keep up with it. So I'm going to do it a little differently. So the show that I was going to do was on AI. It was planned for today, but I'm not doing that one. Instead, I'm doing another one. Have you noticed this camera that I'm using? Probably not. You're just watching an image and you're going, well, it looks just like what I've always seen. Well, I want you to notice a few things. First of all, it's very clear, very sharp. The background has a slight bokeh effect. Looks pretty good, doesn't it? Well, here's the thing. It's a webcam. What? Yes, this is the Insta360 Link webcam. And let me show you some of the things it can do. Okay, you ready? I'm going to hold up my hand. There it is. Puts it into a certain mode. And now when I move, it tracks me. How cool is that? Now, you know, the room, by the way, is a mess, but don't worry about that. But it's on a gimbal. I mean, check that out. And I'm not controlling it. This is totally done with AI, talking about AI. So that's pretty cool. Now, it does other things. Let me put it in regular mode, okay? Can do that with hand signals. And then let's do something else here. Let's use our controller, camera controller, and I can go to a picture of the antennas in my studio here. Those are the antennas that I use to watch my TV shows. Can also see the camera, the regular camera that I use for different shots. And as a matter of fact, you can go over here, the other side of the room, and see another camera and part of my screen. How cool is that? And then I can go back to this shot. That is so cool. Now, you might say, well, that's very cute, Dr. Bill, but what's it for? It'll do all kinds of things. This is a webcam. Okay? Let me show you a picture of it. See that? How cool is that? Little tiny, tiny little webcam. And it's mounted on a little short tripod sitting on my desk. Well, not a tripod, I guess. It's one of those desk microphone stands. So I've got one with an adapter that allows it to use a 1/4-inch plug and puts it on top of the microphone stand. So it's cool. Now, the other thing I want to show you is what the microphone on the webcam sounds like. All right, this is going to be tricky because I'm going to be doing this on the fly. So bear with me. I'm going to go into OBS. I'm going to click on my USB audio thingy, which is basically using the PreSonus Revelator IO 24, which is what I normally use. And if I lose audio, you'll know why. We're going to go to the audio. I just thought of a better way to do this. This is what you call doing it on the fly. Now I'll do it the way I was going to do it. Never mind. Stick with what you know. Let's go into properties here. Let's choose the microphone from the Insta360 link. Are you ready? Okay. Now we're using the microphone from the Insta360 link camera. It has microphones built into it, and it does noise-canceling audio. Now, the audio that you should be hearing now is audio from the Insta360 Link webcam. That ain't bad, as webcam sound goes. Let me go back to the Shure SM7B on the Revelator. The Revelator. make sure I get the right one. That one. Can you hear me now? Yes. Don't do things like that when you're recording. That's okay. I needed to be sure that I was on the Shure SM7B, and that was not intended to be a pun. But anyway, that's cool stuff. So, I wanted to show you that. Now, I'm going to also talk a little bit about here while we're talking offhandedly about Aptera. Aptera, as you know, is my car of choice as a solar EV, SEV, solar electronic vehicle. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I have become an investor in Aptera. Not because I have tons of money, because if you look at my bank account, you'd go, how can he invest in Aptera? I invested $1,000 because I believe in it that much. Now, would I love to have invested $100,000? Sure. Well, what are you going to do? But at any rate, I also got on the list to get one of the first, well, not the first. The first 2,000 are spoken for by what they call their accelerator program. Accelerator program. The accelerator program is a group of people who have invested $10,000, $10,000 or more, and some of them a great deal more, to get on what's called the leaderboard of the first 2,000 people to get Apteras when they roll off the assembly line sometime later this year, first of next year. Okay, hopefully. Fingers crossed. So, here's the thing. Much has happened with Aptera since I last spoke with you about Aptera, okay? One is, I already mentioned that they're using the new NACS charging port, which is the standard Tesla that they have released. They've open sourced it so that other cars can use that port. And Aptera is the first car other than Tesla to use that port, and it will support supercharging. Now, that's fine if you're an electronic vehicle enthusiast. You know what that means. Fast charging, yes. But it's also got solar panels. Now, here's the other thing. The solar panels will charge it, if you have the full solar package, for 40 miles a day of charge. Dude. Now, most people don't drive over 40 miles a day. So 40 miles, did I say dollars or miles? I meant miles. 40 miles a day. Anyway, the point is, that's with a full solar package. And that's the first one that's going to be released is going to have the full solar package, which is cool. Now, they also are improving the batteries. I just saw recently from other EV enthusiasts, podcasts, whatever, video cast, that a new type of battery, sodium-based battery instead of lithium, is going to increase the battery capacity by 30%. And that means that the cars that were spec'd to go 1,000 miles, this is the Aptera, the higher-end one with all the battery, 1,000 miles on a charge, may be able to improve that by 30% more. Now, also, you take the less, you know, the smaller battery size in the Aptera, which would normally be like a, I think it's a 400-mile, you know, charge or whatever, or trip you could go. Well, this new battery would increase that by 30%. Then the other thing that Aptera announced just a few days ago, a week or so ago, is more information about their autonomous driving capability that is built into the Aptera. All the sensors are there, all the cameras and so forth are there, and the software is ready, and that will be part, well, mostly ready. That will be part of the Aptera as well, so it'll have autonomous driving. Dude! I mean, this is all cool stuff. So I'm pretty excited about it. And if you're excited about the potential of a solar EV, then you need to use this lower third information and go to drbill.tv, drbill.tv/Aptera. Aptera. T-E-R-A. You know how to spell it. You can also go to aptera.us, but if you, I don't know what happened there. I think my tongue got ahead of my throat or something. Hey, I'm nothing if not strange. As somebody pointed out in one of my response to one of my videos recently, they said, you know, because I always sign off by saying the doctor is out of here. They said the doctor is definitely out of here. Yes. Anyway, the point is, you can go to drbill.tv/Aptera, as it says there on the screen, and be able to get $30 off your $100 reservation. So for only $70, you can register to get one of these cars when they're released, as in you get in line. You see, you get your place in line to get the car. So $70. If you're interested in it and you think, hey, I'm probably going to buy this thing, you need to go to drbill.tv/Aptera and get $30 off the $100 reservation fee. Okay? Cool. All right, that'll do it for this show. This has been a weird show. But it was going to be on AI. And some of you are saying, Dr. Bill, you need some artificial intelligence. Hey, I even make jokes at my expense, okay? Anyway, as always, the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.